today's gospel, Jesus is teaching his disciples to pray. Now, people of Benicia, I have a confession to make. I've so often in my own life struggled with prayer. I've really struggled with prayer. Honestly, I don't think I'm very good at it. Now, this is a tough confession since I am a priest. You call me father. I'm a Dominican friar. I'm supposed to be a professional or whatever. But so often in my own prayer, my mind wanders. I get distracted, so distracted. Or sometimes I sit in prayer and it feels like God is not even present. Yet our Lord says, if everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. What is prayer? St. Thomas Aquinas, the great Dominican and the doctor of the church, defines prayer as the interpreter of desire. The interpreter of desire. Okay. So this means that prayer is first our desire. And then second, our prayer is that same desire ordered toward and offered back to God. So it's well-ordered desire. So in order to pray rightly, we must first desire rightly. That is, desire the right things. And then, secondly, desire those things in the right order, to order our desires correctly. Now, in today's gospel, the disciples ask Jesus point blank, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Now, Jesus could have said many things. He could have said, oh, I can't teach you to pray. It's not teachable. You just have to spontaneously offer to God just the words of your heart, the deepest longings. Well, but he doesn't say that. He could have said, oh, I can't teach you. No, you just have to sit and just empty your minds of all worldly cares and just be. No, but he doesn't say that. Lord, teach us to pray. And what our Lord gives at this moment is his most perfect prayer, known as the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, then, as the same St. Thomas will teach us, Jesus does not just show us exactly what we are supposed to desire in our prayer, but he also outlines for us in his prayer the exact order of a properly desiring soul. Jesus not only shows us exactly what we're supposed to pray for, but he shows us exactly the right order in which those petitions ought to fall. The Lord's Prayer consists of seven petitions. There's seven. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. Those are the seven petitions of the Our Father. So, what does this teach us? The very first thing we ought to desire in life is given to us by our Lord. The first two petitions show us that we ought to first desire the very end and goal of why we were created in the first place. If that is not the principle of all of our desire, then we are not desiring rightly. And the first two petitions say, what is this? Our Father, hallowed be thy name. This is the goal of every human life. This is why we were all created. To hallow God's name, to worship God, to worship God, to make his name and his presence holy, to magnify his presence. This is not a means to any other end. This is the end. We don't worship God and magnify God as a practical means to something else. But this is the very reason why we were created. Hallowed be thy name. And how do we hallow that name? Thy kingdom come. Second petition. To manifest and make God's reign alive and active. To be agents of his love. It's the first two petitions. The goal of life. But then the second two petitions, petition 3 and 4, don't outline the goal of our life. They show us how to desire properly the means to get to the end. So we don't just desire the end of our life, we desire the proper means to get to that end. Petition 3, what is the primary way hallow God's name? Thy will be done. So that our very lives become mirrors of the divine will. And thy will be done. That is why we also say, on earth as it is in heaven. And then we desire all the sustenance that we need to continually, day by day, in our progress through time, to do God's will. Give us this day our daily bread. So we desire the end of our life, the goal, and then we desire all the means to get to that goal. And then the last three petitions teach us to properly desire and pray that our Lord remove from our path any obstacle to those means and ends of our life. And there are three obstacles to us living the very purpose of why we were created. Sin, temptation, and evil. Sin, temptation, and evil. And this is why in petition 5 we ask God to forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins. And then we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Asking God for forgiveness of sins must always be accompanied by our willingness to forgive our own brothers and sisters. Jesus is very clear. And then finally, temptation. Lead us not into temptation. And finally, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from natural evil. So often, in my own life, I have a hard time praying rightly because my mind is simply so distracted about all of those things in my life that prevent me from desiring rightly, desiring God above all things. So often, I'm simply in love with my own will. I am so attached to my own desires and my own will that I fail to properly order my life to God. But in prayer, And particularly in the prayer that our Lord teaches us, He teaches us to rightly order our desires back to Him. And this is why we pray. Brothers and sisters, we do not pray to change God, as if somehow God could change, as if He could somehow change His mind. Oh, wow, Father Brad, I didn't even think about that. Thanks for bringing that up to me. I'm glad you pray. Now I change my mind. No, this is not God. No, I pray to God to change my heart. I don't pray to God to change His will. I pray to God to conform my will to His. I don't pray to the Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God to somehow change His desires. I pray to God so that my life can be properly ordered to Him, and so that my desires, all distorted by original sin, can be healed and brought back into line with the North Star, which is our Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's remember even what St. James says in his epistle. St. James warns Catholics of the first century the same problem. He says, "You do not have because you do not ask." And then he says, "You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly. You ask from your passions." Brothers and sisters, let us take to heart what our Lord says to us in the gospel. Everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And I tell you, knock and the door will be open. For all who seek God will find Him. This is the purpose of our life, is to find God and magnify His name. Amen.